Okay, so it's 10 to 2 a.m. Just did a time check, as we say in the Occupy movement. Do you know about Tyler Durden? But I digress. It's about 10 to 2 in the morning on the 29th of December 2011. Didn't even need to check the phone for that one. It's very, very close to New Year's Eve. And I'm at Rosedale at the coast, staying in a lovely little house with my mum and my dad and my beloved baby sis, my other sis and her husband, Martin the Swede. I'm not there, they are in London. And life is good. Sorry, that came out all wrong. In general, life is good. I'm very reflexive. I've taken a very large quantity of Marshies earlier this evening, and I'm now smoking my second spliff of the night here down by the beach in the middle of the night in front of a fire. And all of this was carefully planned. But what triggered all of this is that I was somehow got into a Facebook conversation with Nada Award of Dead Soybean fame, because I mentioned what I was doing. Either I'm sitting down by the beach listening to the roar of the ocean, you can maybe hear it, tripping balls after what has been a fairly Herculean year, an amazing year in all kinds of ways, a really shitful year in all kinds of other ways, but as these types of years seem to tend to do, it's wound up fairly fucking well. Cannot complain. I'm exhausted. It's taken me days to sleep off, and I'm still in the process of sleeping off the incredible exhaustion that I've built up over the last 2 months. I've been very busy working for the revolution, as I always am, like as I have always been since a certain age, when I realized certain things. But I've been physically particularly grueling myself for the revolution, and mentally, it occurs to me this evening, possibly more than is necessary, for the revolution is within us all and it will take place. I love all of this. Cults are fun. This is the best cult I've ever found, the Occupy movement. I really like it. It's non-hierarchical, see, and it really is. And that's what's great about it. It must always be preserved. We're non-hierarchical. We don't know who's leading this thing. Well, we do, but we don't talk about that. And the answer is that all of us are. And we don't have a goal. Well, we kind of do, but we don't really talk about that, you know, because we all know it anyway. If you don't, you're going to have to figure it out. We would not make it that easy for you. We're not dullards. We will set you a challenge, and it will be a fun adventure. Anyway, best cult ever. Love it. We're definitely going to save the world. No, that sounded cynical. I really believe it. I believe it. I think it's wonderful. It is my spiritual calling. It's not really. I do have a spiritual calling, and it just so happens that it coalesces beautifully with the Occupy movements, as far as I can see. Anyway, totally distracted by my current obsession, and long may it abide. Talking to Nada on Facebook, and I was just saying, I'm by the fire, I was looking at the stars before. We've had quite the night, you know, we've reached audio point of the night. But it's been an epic journey to get down here, find the spot that I identified when we were walking here, like with the fam earlier this evening, way up the beach, that had a shelter built out of logs and twigs and stuff that would have been perfect, but I couldn't find it again. So I carried half my wood stash that the family very decently helped me collect, just as we were walking, and we stashed it all here because I thought this would be a good place. But then we found the shelter up the beach, carried all the wood up there, like, you know, when I came back by myself later tonight. Anyway, I digress once again. Stop digressing, Tags. Talking to Nada, looking at the stars. How did we get digressed from there? Looking at the stars and saying, as one tends to do in these sorts of situations, I wish I could take a picture of what the stars look like. And then there's that old joke about, but unfortunately to do that, I would need some kind of, what would you call a thing that does that? And that was by way of saying, that's how I got into conversation with Nada. And then I sort of started talking to Nada in my head, and that's when I started to realize it was audio time. Because I remember the very first audio message that I did was Stone walking around the back garden at Napier Street back in 2005. Stone for the first time in a long time. And I found I was talking to Lee Neenan in my head, and it was like, I could just record him some audio and that would be fucking great. And I did that, and that was the first sort of proper audio message I ever did of many that subsequently followed, which this is one. And I'm looking at the fire right now, and I was randomly talking to Nada in my head, and I was talking about how the logs on the fire looked like a pony with its arms up. And I was like, fuck, we better, and I was tripping balls at this point, we better save the pony, you know, in a playful kind of way, like this is a terrible threat. Not really. But we must save the burning pony. This is the secret goal of the universe. And then I thought, we should take a picture of the burning pony. Maybe this is the mission that we've got to accomplish, so we can at least show the world that the pony is burning in the fire. So I tried, and I'm not sure if I achieved it. I'm not sure if the pictures, when I look at them tomorrow, will actually look like the pony with its arms up burning in the fire. Its jaw has just fallen off. It's fucking horrific. And then I realized that the whole thing was a red herring, and I had some beautiful, logical way to bring it all to a nice little loop. Wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? I've forgotten what it was. Isn't that always the way? So there's no point to that story, really, but it's lovely to be here. It's great. Nada was jelly, which is to say she was jealous, and I can't blame her because it's pretty sweet. It's a good moment. You know, I'm happy. And that's all, really. Happy New Year, blog readers, lookers and listeners. I would call you blog voyeurs, but of course I invited you in, so it's hardly voyeurism. best of luck to you all in this exciting year that will follow. I believe it will be an exciting year, 2012. Could be a god, could be a god. Good evening, best wishes, blog people. Satisfying conclusion takes. Happy New Year, that is all.